Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012 with Roy and Adrian. And tonight we're going to be talking about aliens and UFOs and fortune telling. So all those that would like their card read tonight, feel free to call in. And we'll do a spread on 2012 since we're getting so close to the new year. Right now I'd like to bring on Roy. Roy, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Adrian. I want to thank all our listeners and our callers out there. We want everybody to join us tonight. I think we'll have a really good night and we prepare ourselves for 2012. We're just right around the corner from that. Is there anything else you want to share, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to share more about what 2012 holds for us and in regards of us using our talents. What do you have to share with us about that, Roy?
Well, a lot of us are being faced with, what do we do now? A lot of people out there are wondering, after they've been working a job for a long time and all of a sudden they lose their job, they have to decide, what am I going to do next? Main thing is, using our talents, using our creativity, using all the sources that are available so that we can live a more joyful life. And since we are going into 2012, things are, the whole earth is beginning to, go into a higher vibration. So we, are able to manifest things at a faster rate. So just like I, told you, Adrian, this is be careful what you wish for because you'll get it. Is there anything else, Adrian, you want to share?
Yeah, I think that another thing that people right now should be focusing on more on their talents and their abilities, and also, like you were saying, learn how to not depend so much on the government on basis on how much they're going to make and how much energy that they're giving into it. I think that, like you say, it's time for us to detach from all that and prepare ourselves for the new world. Anything you want to share, Roy?
And, as we prepare ourselves, we not only are preparing ourselves, spiritually, but we're preparing ourselves physically. That's why a lot of people are, experiencing a lot of changes, in their body. Even some people are going to doctors and, trying to find out, what's wrong, and the medical profession, don't know what's wrong. And then they'll go back again and repeat the same thing and they can't find anything. It's just, these are the changes that we're going through, and it's helping us to get to that higher vibration so that we can be able to vibrate at the same level, as the earth. From what I was, research that I was looking into, this all started back in about 2003. And it's a gradual process. If we were all just to change all at one time, we wouldn't be able to handle it. So it had to be a gradual change. And that's why we're experiencing what we're experiencing. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting you'd say that, because why is it that we're becoming more in contact? We were talking about the ETs and why we're making more contact with ETs, and people are starting to see more sightings of UFOs. Anything you want to share on that?
I just wanted to share also, you remember that conversation that we had where I told you, I was getting some, ET contact over the phone, when I dial your number. It was almost like somebody was trying to talk to me. It was like a gargled, electronic voice. And then I was looking on one of the websites that I normally look at, and somebody posted the same thing. They were asking if anybody else had heard this voice. So, yes, I do feel the ETs are trying to make contact. So, I feel that once we get into 2012, that they're going to be presencing themselves, So, I think this is just to help prepare us for that. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, I think that for a lot of people who are not from this earth, I think that their ship is finally coming in, and I think that they're just here to take us back home, take us back to where we used to be. And I think that's why they're here, to transport us back home.
That is so true. Then I told you about this hypnotherapist by the name of, what's her name? Dolores Cannon. She's done a lot of research, with their hypnotherapy, and these were the messages that, from her clients, that she received through the ETs. And, I feel that, even the government's hiding a lot, from us, even, from Area 51, and you've heard of that. There's been a lot of spotting, a lot of UFO spottings, over the years also. So I feel, they're hiding a lot of that information from us.
Wow.
So...
Well, we do have a caller from the 646 area. Did you want to bring him on the line to join the conversation?
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's get started on that.
Okay, 646 area, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
What's your name, please?
My name's Christina.
Christina, and could you tell us where you're from?
I'm from California.
Okay. You've been on our show before?
Yeah, I've talked about 2012 and, how the government is really messed up and, yeah.
Yeah. And we're glad that you've come back on our show. And do you have anything else that you want to add to that?
Well, I just wanted to know if, because I've heard that people had been abducted by aliens before, like back in the 80s, I think. And I wonder if that is still going on or whether that was just all made up.
Oh, I believe it's still going on. We have the lady who taught Adrian how to do his readings, and she had a client that, he'd go into a lot of detail about his abduction. And I don't know how many years ago that was, but I don't think it was that far off.
Do they have, good intention, or do they, are they treating us as we're just objects, or are they, coming here on good faith and they want to befriend us?
This is interesting because I've heard that, there's different alien races. And
right.
Some are trying to, you know, take some of our, you know, they want to experiment when they do these abductions. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what they want to do is, you know, make us, you know, part of them. You know, they're trying to take some of our DNA.
See,
aliens, you know, they don't have a, you know, a soul or a spirit like we do. So, you know, we have a soul and a body, so, you know, we really amaze them, you know, what we're able to do. Like, we're able to, you know, manifest things all the time. You know, little things,
right.
You know, all around, you know. So,
but
you know,
are we all, like, children of God, including aliens?
Yeah. I mean, that's all part in the oneness, you know. And have you ever heard of Dolores Cannon and listened to her talks?
No.
This would be something to, you know, look into on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes into a lot of detail because she's been doing this for over 40 years.
Dolores who, I'm sorry?
Dolores Cannon.
Cannon, okay.
Yeah, and it's DelorisCannon.
Uh-huh.
Dolores Cannon, and, oh, she's an amazing woman.
She is.
Okay. You know, what's really surprising, she looks a lot like the lady who taught Aitken, you know, a lot of the information that Aitken got about his readings. And that's, you know, I honestly believe in, you know, that, you know, we're not that far off and they're going to start appearing to us a lot more. And she even explains that 2012, that they are going to, we're going to hear a lot more about them and they're going to make a lot more contacts. Is there anything
right.
else you want to share on that, Aitken?
Well, I just want to share that that's funny you'd say that, because I had a dream about them last night, actually. And, you know, and I was trying to communicate with them on why they were making those sound vibrations, and they said that they just wanted to confirm that that was them and that they are trying to make contact with us.
Wow.
And letting us know that they are around and that they are very close. They're very close to the Earth, you know, and they're here to take the ones back to their planets, you know, the ones that have awakened, you know.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to validate that.
The ones that are ready to go to the new world.
Yes.
Yeah. And what are your feelings about that, Christina?
Well, I don't know if that's all within divine plan or, you know, I just thought that if I was born on this planet, that, you know, that I should continue my life on this planet, even if I'm surrounded by people who are not enlightened, you know, or, you know, I just feel like, yeah, this is really, it's only a part of the soul's journey. And you know, I don't know. But if it's meant to be, then I'll just go with the flow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's pretty much, you know, where we're all at. The main thing is, you know, we look around us and you know, what's going on, you know, around the world. And we see that, you know, this is not the kind of world that, you know, we shouldn't be going through all this, you know, all this, you know, hatred and killing and things that you know, these different conspiracies that we hear of, you know, all this negativity, you know,
feel that there is a lot of interventions that are happening, and I don't think they're happening all in sequence by coincidence. I mean, just look at all the uprisings that are happening in the Middle East. And also just yesterday, you know, that that dictator, he passed away. So I don't think all of these happen, you know, as coincidence. They're just happen, you know, they're happening very frequently, and it's kind of a wake-up call. And also I feel like it's a divine intervention from the universe to try to set the record straight to really help us move forward and try to take away some darkness that are, you know, kind of manifesting out of control.
Right. So, and what do you say on that, Agent?
Well, my intuition would say that, you know, that is correct, and that I think that it all comes down to accepting who we are and remember, like you said, you know, remember where we come from, mm-hmm. and just returning to that state of mind that I think that we've all forgotten, you know, with the veil. And to protect ourselves, I think that veil was put there so that the dark side couldn't have no control over our free will. And with our free will, you know, we could choose to be a victim, or we can choose to live our lives to the fullest and, like you said, you know, go with the flow and see where it's going to take us.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best advice. I did want to share something with you, Christina, and this is a message from the Wisdom of Avalon. It's from the Oracle cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled a card, and it's called the Deer. It's on gentleness and diplomacy. When the deer appears, it's a reminder for you to step gently on the path, for you are walking into a time when gentle movements and diplomacy are required. The deer's strength is in the quality, but it is your own, and you know that your steps are successfully assured. It is important that you be gentle with yourself as well, for you may be heading into a period when you're unsure of your footing or just coming out of a difficult situation. Blend your personal energy with the deer's energy of gentleness and diplomacy. Walk softly, and the way forward will be smooth. And remember, never mistake gentleness for weakness in yourself or in others. I feel that's a wonderful message. What do you feel about that, Christina?
That's a really powerful message, because I've been very conditioned. I think we've all been very conditioned to feel that you have to be in a state of superiority, or if you have to have, you need to have power in order to show that you're succeeding in this world. And we take gentleness, kindness, and compassion as, you know, a sign of weakness. And that's definitely, you know, and then, you know, this is a very ego-driven society where competition, power, and, you know, prestige drives, you know, the society and moving things forward. I don't agree with it, and I'm kind of stuck in a, you know, in a very weird situation where, you know, I'm becoming more spiritual, so I understand that these kind of earthly competition and, you know, this is unhealthy. You know, I want to do things that's going to make my heart sing, and, you know, to do things that are what's aligned with my highest self. But at the same time, you know, I am kind of stuck in a place where people are constantly, you know, trying to outcompete and outshine other people. So I always, you know, I move between these two, you know, dimensions, and sometimes I get really tired and frustrated. So I guess the message is for me to continue on this journey, but take slow, gentle steps.
Right.
Be dear to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from the dear, is to be dear to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if you see that I will stay at the place that I am at right now, you know, with this company that I'm working at. Do you see me staying for a few years, or?
Well, I think it's a warning sign to let you know that something is coming, and to be aware of, you know, to not just be aware of your spiritual awareness, but be aware of what is coming ahead of, for you and this company. Like, you know, because a deer is, like, very, is very hard to see. You know, and a deer, and it comes unexpectedly.
Oh,
but when
I
you do see.
See
a deer, it means to take Eden, you know, take care of, basically be warned of something that is coming. But it'll be something of good news, you know, and something that will catch you by surprise.
Wow. Okay, I guess I'll just be more careful now. I guess that's just a warning, right? Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was getting.
Great.
Christina, are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Because I feel that your knight in shining armor is on the way.
I am more concerned with not able to fulfill my destiny, which is to do the things that I want to do in this lifetime.
You mean your dharma?
I'm sorry?
You mean your dharma?
What's dharma?
What you chose when you came here. What you
yeah.
need to fulfill your soul contract.
Yes. Because there's so many roadblocks.
Mm-hmm. See, dharma and karma are almost the same thing, but dharma is something that you chose.
Right.
And dharma has to do with Hinduism, but it also has a lot to do with has a lot to do with the choices that we made and the soul contracts that we still need to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of, I think that's part of our ascension is, you know, why do I feel compelled to do this? Why should I do this? And then somebody tells you, oh, you're not supposed to do that. Go find a job that you hate. Go to school. And if you go to school, then you end up with nothing. You know, because there's a lot of people that go to school and they still don't have a job.
Right.
It's because the reason why they don't have a job is because it wasn't their compassion. It wasn't their soul contract. They just basically created more debts for themselves.
Right.
So you have to follow what you feel, not somebody else, but what you feel.
No, I am compelled, and I feel that this is the career for me, but for
mm-hmm.
some reason I've gotten a lot of, you know, things that are happening where, you know, it's preventing me from executing or, you know, reaching that dream.
Right. And I think that with those kind of situations, I think that it's it requires a sacrifice. Depending if you want to follow through with that dharma or you want to go to your next contract and work on that. You know, it just all depends on what sacrifices are you willing to make.
I see. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess I'll just go with the flow. I mean, what else can I do, right? If surprises, you know, bad things, you know, if I continue to have bad luck, I'll continue to have bad luck, you know. You know, everything just happens for a reason. And
you know, from what me and my dad have come to realize is that we're always making a sacrifice or we're always selling something. And any time when we deal with anything we deal with the mundane, like money or any kind of situations, we're always sacrificing something.
Right. Well, yeah. We'll see. I mean,
I just wanted to share something with you. And my guides are, you know, prompting me to tell you this, that a lot of it is, you know, we need to get back into alignment, you know, and that's why a lot of people are, you know, losing their jobs because they're not working the kind of jobs that they truly love or doing the things that, you know, we're supposed to be doing, you know. The main thing is, you know, we have to get in that vibration to help prepare us to go into the new world. You know, we have to be in alignment. You know, and that's why, you know, the earth is changing. It's going through a huge change, you know, in preparing for the new world. And those
and that's why we need to work with the we need to work with the gods and the angels.
Yeah. So, I mean, we call upon the
they're the ones that see the whole picture.
Yeah. And the you know, and the ETs are working right along with us too.
Right, we don't see the whole picture as humans. We only see bits and pieces of it.
I mean, what we see around us is just all an illusion. You know, it, this is not our real world. Our real world is, you know, where we came from. And we have to remember who we are, you know, where we came from and where we're going.
And our ability.
We have to prepare ourselves,
Because honestly, do you think that the government cares about us? You don't care about us.
No.
Of course not. Yes, they only care about the top 1% or whoever's funding their elections. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
that's all it's about politics. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just want to be able to. To do the work that I do because I feel like I can help a lot of people with, you know, the work that I do. But, you know, for some reason, I don't know why God is, maybe God's testing me or maybe this is, you know, their way of saying I'm not meant to be or maybe this is just that, I don't know, just a blockage from coming from the dark, you know, forces that are preventing me fulfilling my I feel this is my calling, and...
Well, you have to remember, the closer we get to the light, you know, the enemy or the dark side is going to work harder to discourage us.
Yes, he will.
So we have to, you know, use all our faith and our power, you know, to move forward, you know.
Right.
I mean, the enemy's, that's his job. That's his sole contract is to.
And this is our, you know, the earth is our university. We're learning all the time. We are being tested, you know, each one of us.
We are. Right. We're going into our own personal hell.
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, you know, I can tell from, you know, everybody has their own issues and problems, and even if they look great from the outside, but, you know, where is their soul? Where is their, you know, I mean, some of the things that have happened to me in the past, you know, those vicious things that were done by some people, and it just made me wonder, like, don't they have any souls, you know? How could they forgive themselves if they, you know, were to realize what they're doing is... so hurtful.
And they haven't seen the beauty of God. because they're too worried about what's going to come out of my pocket, you know.
It's very ego-driven, and, you know, I wish sometimes I really despise what they do. But
and what does ego mean to you?
Ego?
The word ego. What does it mean to you?
It's just like things that you do out of darkness, out of fear, anything that is the opposite of, you know, compassion and God.
Yeah. So it means edge God off.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing to God? You're pushing him away. You're losing that.
And you're pushing
connection.
yourself away from God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, am I on the right path? Or should I?
Right. Main thing is what brings you peace, you know, what brings you happiness, you know, what makes your heart sing? You know, that's where we all have to be.
What's your favorite soul song?
Yeah.
You know, it's like
if you listen to
your favorite soul song, it just uplifts your energy, your vibrational frequency.
Right.
That's true. That's true.
And that's what music does. It's healing.
Yeah.
Well, a certain type of music, you know, not the, you know, there are some that are just garbage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It all depends on what you resonate with. Where you come from.
I see. Well, you know, it's interesting how you two are, you know, so you've seen it all, and, you know, and you've came, you know, you've climbed many mountains to get to where you are right now, and, you know, I applaud you for, you know, the journey you've made, you know, so far, and I wish, you know, I can really enjoy the ride just as much as you are, like, just with life in general, like, you know, it seems that you guys are very content versus I am very, I don't want to say dissatisfied, but I'm always in the state of, you know, why is this happening to me? Why is it that I'm being treated unfairly? And that why is it that I'm not able to, you know, do the things that I think that I'm meant to do here? And not able to do that makes me feel so frustrated. And you know, I'm in such a state of despair because of that.
I just wanted to share something with you. Have you ever watched a movie called The Peaceful Warrior?
No.
I mean, I highly recommend it if you've never watched it.
Oh, yeah.
But in the movie, tell her what she told, you know, what he told, you know, the Olympic, you know, kid that was climbing and on that journey. Tell her what he said.
He said it's not the destination that matters, it's the journey.
That's right. And he was so happy when he told him that he had something for him at the end of the journey. I mean, he was happy all the way.
No, he said he was unhappy.
Yeah.
Because he reached his destination, and he said, well, he said, you were so happy before you got here, but when you got here, you were so sad and depressed. And he said, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah.
Right.
And he says, it was the journey. It's the journey that matters.
Yes, it's the journey that matters.
I see. Well, I'm going to check that out. Peaceful Warrior.
Yeah, The Peaceful Warrior. You'll love it, I promise you. It's, they do some excellent. It was based on a book. There is a book on it. I don't remember the author's name, but we love the movie. Me and Adrian, every time we get a chance, we watch that movie over and over again. Cause
another good movie is Merlin. There's a lot of good messages in that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
I'll definitely check them out.
Another one is the Celestine Prophecy.
What is that about?
That one's about some scrolls that were found over there in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And on these scrolls, it tells about these, you know, what we're going through right now. These were scrolls for the future. And this was back, during the early 1800s when they hid these scrolls and what these group of people had to go through in order to try to retrieve these scrolls. I mean, it's another amazing movie. A lot of spiritual, messages.
Well, you know,
right,
with the, the upcoming election, for the presidency, I wonder if you guys, could foresee, what's going to happen with that. Do you think that Obama will be another, will be a second-term president, or, there might be some unexpected surprises coming towards, coming to us?
Well, my feeling on that is I don't think Obama's going to make it. And I think that we're going to get a president that's actually going to, he's actually going to lift up our economy, but he's going to turn it into the bartering system. I don't think we're going to continue with the American dollar. I mean, what do you think of that, Roy?
I mean, do your research. The euro's about ready to crash. And it won't be long after the euro that our dollar is going to crash. So, we're in for some huge changes, And a lot of it is, can we pull together? Can the 99% pull together, and get past, whatever, we might have been holding on to?
I think that we're going to become our own government again,
yeah.
Just like we used to be.
Yeah.
And take our power back,
Yeah.
So
everything comes back,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything returns.
Well, where is all this money going to right now? Are they just going to the top 1%? And if so, are they staying within America, or are they going, to other countries?
Well, in the first place, is we don't have any money. That's all an illusion. The way the money system works is that any time the Federal Reserve wants to print off money, they just print it off, just like Monopoly money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the interest that we're paying on these loans and on these cards, bank cards and stuff, that's where they're getting their money. And they're, circulating that money to other people. Like, take for instance, you went in and borrowed $500 from the bank and they go ahead and credit you, $500 to your account. Now you're going to start paying interest on that, and that's where the money starts. Where the money comes from, then the money that you pay them, they loan it to another couple that borrow on
$5,000 of interest.
Yeah, and then they start adding that interest, and that's where the money comes from.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all it is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the ones on the top get rich, and the ones on the bottom stay poor.
Oh, I like the way you simplify it. That makes a lot of sense.
Well,
yeah.
we talk about this, all the time. I've even explained to Adrian, from the research that I receive, from other people and other, there's a lot of people out there that's done a lot of research on it.
They are claiming that, the government is going bankrupt. We have to have budget cut. And in the state of California, they are cutting, budgets for services like, school bus or disability programs for higher education. And I feel like these are, really not the place where you should be cutting. I'm pretty sure there are some other things, such as building that new park or building that new building or bridge, you know, those could wait for another 10 years, you know. But you know, really trying to balance the budget on the back of these, like, you know, in, you know, the people who cannot defend for themselves, they're like the most vulnerable, like, population, you know, people in our society. And I just feel like who's like in Washington, who's in the state of California, who, you know, who are these people who are making like decisions on how to balance the budget? Like, don't they know how to do it, or are they just so, like, you know, wrapped up in their own little world that they just don't care?
See, we got to remember that our government is not who runs, you know, our government. There's a secret government along with our government, and they are controlled by secret societies. And when it all comes down to it, you know, it all goes back to England, you know, from the Rothschilds. They were the ones who started all this. They started the monetary system. You know, they came up with this idea of, you know, how the money system was supposed to run. Our money is not backed by dollars, I mean, by gold or silver anymore, in which at one time it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the main thing is they want fear and control. You know, that's what they want to do. They want to control everybody. They want everybody in debt. They want to do foreclosures. They want to take over everybody's property. This is, you know, this is part of the New World Order.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Huh.
I mean, you know, it's coming, you know, no matter whether we want to accept it or not. We look around, you know, because the same questions that you're asking, you know, thousands of people are out there asking the same question, you know, why?
Mm-hmm.
But the government's not willing to answer any of those questions because they already know why.
But then they can't really do anything about it, nor if...
They're
you
not going to do nothing about it.
Yeah.
They want it. Everything just to fall apart so that they can be in control. They can, you know, have their one world order government, religion, you know, monetary system, you know, military, everything.
Wow. Well, that's
depressing.
I hope that will change in 2012.
But you have to remember, we are not working by ourselves.
Mm-mm.
There is higher forces. We, you know, we have all
that's
the
where, that's
masters.
Where we resonate back home.
Yeah. We have, there is ETs that are working so that, you know, man, when it comes to wanting to destroy Earth, they're going to put a stop to that. I mean, me and my son have both had dreams. We've seen the ETs come, and they're not going to be very friendly to that 1%.
Wow.
Well, and I also think that with all this stuff that's coming, I don't think we'll be around to see it because we'll be in the new world.
Yep.
While the other people will see this generation of this old world of what they know.
Well, see, according to Dolores Cannon, there's going to be a huge mothership that's going to come right about that time when, you know, when the shit's ready to hit the fan, and over a million UFO ships going to come from that mothership, and then it'll start picking up people who are ready to, who want to go to the New World Order, I mean New World, not New World Order, but the New World. And the New World will be a place, you know, that completely opposite of what we're living here.
Well, I just hope that the world could change for the better, and that you know, that that everyone can get through this transition peacefully and safely.
I mean, could you only imagine being in a world where you never had to worry about money or shelter or people that, you know, everybody just showed unconditional love for each other, you know, and every, you know, all your needs were met.
That's what we call heaven.
Yeah.